This is Dr. Reggie Melrose. The first thing I'd like you to do is find a comfortable place to sit and just begin by feeling your feet on the ground. Help your feet to feel that sensation underneath you of solid ground by wiggling your toes or pushing your heels in. Just about bringing your awareness to feeling solid ground beneath your feet. If you want to take your shoes off, or you want to move the carpet so that you can feel more of the solid feeling of that ground beneath you, please do so. So we're just going to begin by feeling our feet grounded on the floor, imagining them connected to something solid and secure, to Mother Earth. You can even imagine roots growing out from the bottom of your feet, growing as far into Mother Earth as feels comfortable to you. If imagining roots out from the bottom of your feet isn't coming easily or naturally for you, you can try imagining yourself standing at the tide, noticing the water trickling in and tickling your toes, and that wet sand allowing for you to sink just a little bit into Mother Earth. So wiggle those toes, push your heels in, and get a sense of solid ground beneath your feet. Next, I'm going to have you notice your breath and see if you can allow your breath to go in through your nose and see if your air, the oxygen, goes all the way into your belly, filling it up like a balloon. And let's take a deep breath in through the nose, filling the belly with air. If the air isn't going into your belly, and rather it's in your chest, don't worry a thing about it. Just allow yourself to breathe in through your nose and feel your feet on the ground. Next, I'm going to have you become aware of what you're sitting in, how soft the cushions might be, how much your body weight is sinking into whatever that is that you're sitting on. To get a sense that you're not just sitting on something, but allowing yourself to sit in it. To feel the force of gravity, the weight of your body sinking in, anchoring to the couch, to the chair, whatever it is that you're allowing yourself to be in right now. So now we have feet on the ground, breath going in through our nose, and noticing the support that's coming from what we're settling into, whether it's a chair or the couch or something else. And see if you can fully allow what you're sitting in to do all the work. See if you can let your head rest back with a pillow behind it, and your shoulders and your back, allowing for all that support to be there for you right now, physical support. And I'm going to have you imagine just a place in nature that feels the best to you. And it might be you imagining that you're like a sequoia tree, rooted and anchored into Mother Earth, with your leaves blowing in the wind and the sun shining. It might be that you're at the tide, really feeling the coolness of the water tickling your toes. Perhaps it's at sunset and you can see the beautiful colors of Mother Nature. Perhaps it's somewhere else. You're walking along a stream, resting at the top of a mountain. Imagine a scene in nature that feels the best to you, so that we have these tools of 60 seconds working for us inside. We've got our feet on the ground. Breath in through the nose, the support of what we're sitting in, and this visualization of nature that is soothing and calming. And as thoughts come in to distract you away from this experience, that's okay. Don't worry about pushing them away. Just use them as a cue. There's a thought. Let me see if I can feel myself really anchored in this chair or in this couch. Let me feel myself on this supportive surface. Let me feel my feet getting support from the ground. Let me go back to my breath and back to my visual that feels so soothing. And just continue to practice this in as you begin to notice what you're feeling inside, what you're noticing is happening inside your body as you use these tools. Perhaps you're noticing that your breath is slowing down, or you're getting heavier, or you're sinking in or settling in more. Begin to notice what is happening inside your body as you use these tools of grounding, support, breath, and the visual of nature that feels best to you. If you notice a sensation that's uncomfortable, simply focus on what feels more comfortable. Your feet on the ground, your body anchored, your breath in through your nose. Whatever is feeling most soothing and comfortable, let that be your focus. And through practice, this will become easier and easier to do. Just to expand on this experience, we can have a dual focus for the moment to really check in with that anchored spot inside of you. It may be noticing gravity doing its job. You're feeling all of your weight, perhaps, on your bottom that is sunk into a cushion of a couch or a chair. As you're focusing on that anchored sensation inside of you, it may feel more and more solid. There may be a real sense of it securing you to this physical space and time. And with that focus, allow yourself to imagine that you're being contained by something protective of you. This doesn't have to make any sense at all, what you begin to imagine containing you. It could be a golden egg. It could be a cloud or a bubble that happens to have a force field all around it, strong enough to keep you safely inside and everything and everyone outside of you. Not to feel disconnected from anyone or anything, but to allow yourself to feel separate and whole, anchored inside of something of your own imagining that feels just right to you. Make that container the perfect size for you. the shape that is most soothing and pleasing, and imagine its strength, the force field all around it, wanting you to be safely contained inside, where you get to be whole, separate, being you, doing you, just the way that feels right. So I'm going to invite you to check back in always with that anchored place inside of you, the part of you physically that feels the most planted, the most solid inside. Perhaps it's your lower back, your bottom. It could be your feet, rooted, anchored, planted on the floor, on the ground. Have that anchored, grounded focus together with this imagining of a container. A force field all around you that wants you to feel protected, safe, and contained. And as you have this dual focus of being both anchored and contained, notice your breath in through your nose, filling your belly with air. If a container isn't coming to you, that's nothing at all to be concerned about. We're just beginning this process. I know some who are inside an army tank, others who are inside a perfume bottle. It just doesn't matter. It can be playful. It's whatever feels good for you. And imagining as well, what's inside with you in your container? Are you in a meadow inside your container? Are you beside a creek? Are your feet sinking a little into the sand? Do you feel like a sequoia tree with your root system making its way into the earth, holding you secure? And always going back to that anchored sensation, noticing where in your body, right here and now, where you feel the most planted, where that solid sensation rests inside of you. So bring your awareness back to those feet on the ground. Or if your knees are bent up on a bed, that you're feeling your feet in the bed, flat in that bed. Noticing what part of your body is making the most contact with physical support. Is your back resting in a cushion? Notice that, all the places that your body doesn't have to work hard right now. It can just allow for more physical support just through your awareness, just by noticing all the places of contact where your head can rest, your neck and shoulders, your back. Feel gravity doing its job, allowing you to become more and more settled into whatever you're on or in, your bed, your chair, the couch, the floor. You may be leaning into the wall. You can do this any way that you find comfortable. Now as thoughts come in, that's okay. Let them come. We're not going to resist anything. We're not going to try to push anything away. It's natural for thoughts to come in, thoughts of urgency maybe, criticisms perhaps, doubting, or fears. That's okay. We're going to let thoughts come in on a breeze. And rather than focus upon them, let's just let them go out on a breeze. Let's use our thoughts as cues. A cue to go back to noticing solid sensations inside, where you feel more grounded, more anchored, wherever you can feel yourself getting physical support. Allow your mind to be there. Tediously going back to noticing your anchor every time a thought wants to come in and take you from this experience. And if it's not easy for you to go back to your anchor, it might be easier for you to have that thought cue you back to your breath. Maybe each time you have a thought, you can say, okay, thought, I hear you, and am I breathing in through my nose? And when you ask yourself that question, you have to take a breath to be able to answer. You know, there it is. There it is. I am breathing in through my nose. And just in that moment of taking that breath, we get a little break from thought. And we slowly but surely rewire the brain from being on a cycle of thoughts to being on a cycle of sensations that are soothing. When the thought comes in, let it be a cue. Are your feet noticing physical support underneath them? Is it solid ground? Is it a cushy bed or cushion? Let your feet wiggle their toes and push their heels in. And from feet, see if you can find another spot inside your body that continues to feel solid inside of you, solidly planted, receiving physical support. Scan all the parts of you to really notice and feel all the places that are getting support. As you breathe in through your nose and fill your belly with air, imagining your container being there just for you. You're inside that container in a way that feels just right to you. And as you use these tools, continue to notice what happens inside. What are you noticing is happening inside your body? There may be places of comfort. There may be places that are less comfortable. So notice, begin to practice focusing on the parts of you that feel the most comfortable, the most pleasant, where your muscle tension may be decreasing, would be one focus. If your breath is slowing down, or that racing in the chest or butterflies in the belly, if those are decreasing, you want to notice that. And if they're staying about the same, that's okay too. Choose to focus on finding that anchor, finding solid ground beneath the feet. Breath in through the nose, filling the belly with air. Noticing all the places that your body is getting support. And when uncomfortable places start to feel more comfortable, become aware of how temporary our experiences can be, how temporary our physical sensations are. They come and they go. They move from place to place. Tension dissipates. Coolness becomes warmer. Notice the physical sensations you're experiencing. There may be a flow inside of you that you're noticing. Tingling in places. Slight vibrating. You may find your eyes watering, or you may notice lots of yawning. Sometimes our body twitches a little. These are all signs of discharge, physiological discharge, a letting go of stress hormones, a reduction in the stress response, that we're bracing less and allowing our body to really connect with the here and now in a physical way that feels comfortable. And if thoughts come in, let them be a cue. We just repeatedly, tediously in a way, we just keep programming the brain, the nervous system, the body, to get used to being on this channel, on the channel of sensation. Grounding in such a way that we lower heart rate, we lower blood pressure, we lower stress hormones. We create all the conditions for our body to heal itself. Go back to your anchor. Feel what's solid. Notice your feet on the ground, on the surface below them, whatever that might be. Breathe in through the nose, fill the belly with air. Imagine yourself inside your container in a beautiful space that's just for you, with protection all around it, just for you, so that you can be inside, noticing some separateness, that you are whole and separate from everything and everyone. No matter how much you love, you get to be separate and whole. Get to feel who you are. You get to remember who you really are in this state, that is calmer, more grounded, more supported, more contained, separate and whole. And if any one of these steps isn't easy to do, don't do it. Just hone in on the tools that work easily for you. If it's your feet feeling solid ground, then focus on your feet feeling solid ground. If it's your anchor that comes easily to you, then continue to bring your awareness back to your anchor. If breath is the easiest thing for you to go back to when a thought comes in, then let yourself focus on breath and not worry one bit about any of the other tools. They'll come. The more we practice, the better it gets, the easier it becomes to feel more grounded in spite of the world whirling all around us. And always, always bringing the tool of noticing into your awareness, allowing yourself to notice that when I use one tool, two tools, any one of these tools of 60 seconds, when I use the tools that work for me, I notice my internal experience. I notice what begins to happen to me on the inside. I become more settled. I become more centered. I become more focused. I get clearer. I get calmer. I notice maybe a little racing here or there. I notice some tension here or there. And I also notice that I have physical support, that I'm breathing in through my nose, that I'm grounded or anchored or both. And as I focus on those resources, those internal resources that are right here with me anytime I want to notice them, when I do, I can feel how much better this feels. I can feel more like how I want to feel more of the time. I remember that this is way more who I am than the person running around whirling in the world. With these tools, we get to feel the opposite experience, the antidote to the stress response. So just being in that now, and I invite you to sit in this for as long as you'd like, and to revisit sitting here, lying here, standing here, however you want to do this, walking around your bedroom or your living room. You can do this any way you want. To learn how to carry these tools with you, no matter what you're doing, you can practice this walking, lying, sitting, kneeling, leaning into the wall, however you want to practice this, so that you can take it with you everywhere you go. 60 seconds.